Your sugar rush is gonna keep me up tonight. It's gonna keep me up tonight. Up all night. Let me be the one to ask you, will you come out to play? Blow a kiss in my direction. Little cutie, lick it on your lollipop. Little cutie, what's this teasing gonna stop?
I can't wait for you, girl.
I got no more time. Do-do-do. No more time. So pull up a groove and get fabulous, baby.
Cause you're my favorite kind. Cause girls are so hard to find.
Come on now, baby, blow my
get
mind.
Get over here and dance for me. I see the danger in your eyes.
I see it in your eyes. I see it in your eyes, girl.
I need to taste your kiss to be satisfied.
Shockwaves. Anyway. Yes, Podcastinations is back after a year and a half off from me recording those guys you heard at the top of the show. They're called the Mokinites. I did an album with them. It was very good. And I'll be playing another one of their songs at the end of the fucking show. Yeah! But what have we got in store for you? That is what you want to know, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it what you want to fucking know? Yeah. I'll tell you what we've got in store. We've got a bit of chat about the old Dream Theater record label discussion. We bit of chat about some other stuff. I don't know. I'm making this up as I go along. A wee bit of sort of blatant self-pimpage for this album I'm recording. It's nearly finished. I'm starting the vocals tonight. It's sounding really fucking good. I'll be having a wee sort of sneaky preview for you later on. Aye, it's all good. We're going to be having some fun. Bit of the old Podcast Nations, we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting hard just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Here's some music. I don't know. I'm just going to fling something in and we'll see what happens. Go! Found that voice quite familiar. That was indeed me playing that song and singing it and stuff. But there's a wee story with it. I thought it might be interesting to talk about it rather than just going, here, it's one of my pieces of songs. It's really good. Listen to it. You're my captive audience. Anyway, there's a podcast that I'm subscribed to called Home Recording Odyssey. It's, you know, as you can imagine from the name, it's devoted to home recording advice, tips, you know, wee tutorial things, reviews of free plugins and all that kind of stuff. Basically stuff for people who are maybe a little bit newbie-ish to the home recording thing, who could always use a bit of brushing up and whatnot. Anyway, one of the hosts of the show, Andrew Rowley, some Australian that's an Australian guy anyway, Andrew something, he basically stuck a bunch of lyrics up on the blog page for the podcast and said, But he basically said, would anyone like to try and come up with some lyrics to go, or some music to go with these lyrics? I think the original intent was for people to come up with different little bits and it'd all get kind of collated together as a group effort. But me, being the cheesy bastard that I am, decided to just take the lyrics and write a song for them. write the music, the entire thing, the whole arrangement, guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, fucking Oblivion, wrecked flutes, the whole nine yards. Anyway, so I did that, and I posted it up, a sort of rough version initially, and the positive comments were reasonably positive. Some folk didn't like the drums and stuff. I explained that was my influence of people like, well, you know, Mr. Portnoy and whatnot coming through, and they thought the vocals were a bit weak, so I went back and redid the vocals, double-tracked, done the choruses and all that kind of stuff, and it's generally been quite positive, the feedback about it, so it's all good, and I thought I'd stick it on there as a wee bit of extra music, because I didn't want to put anything copyrighted, and I didn't want to try and overexpose bands that I've already played on the podcast. Hint, hint, folks, send in your links for music that I can download and stick on the show. Thanks a bunch. Anyway, moving swiftly on, completely rubbish segue here, we're going to talk about Dream Theater, yay! I keep peeking the meters with all this coughing, it's really friggin' annoying. I've got this really annoying, sort of clogged up throat BS, and it's annoying because I've got to start tracking vocals tonight, that's why I've got the mic set up. Help. Anyway, yes, GT, the new record label, Roadrunner, I called it, yay, so did many other folk. Well, it was a pretty reasonably obvious choice, given the sort of bands they've been getting of late. They're signed up with the Roadrunner. I don't think we need to worry about them putting out anything that sounds like Nickelback, because I'm sure Mike would rather gouge out his eyeballs with a red hot poker than do that. I'm sure he maybe likes a bit of Nickelback, but I don't think it's what Dream Theater's all about. I'm sure we can be expecting a rather good album from the guys. If, you know, Mike's his usual excited himself about a bit of things. And yeah, I'm sure Roadrunner will be wanting to put it out initially, then do the whole extended DVD audio version like they did with Ghost Reveries, and what they'll probably do with Fear of a Blank Planet over here in the UK, seeing as I think it's Roadrunner's releasing over here. Roadrunner, here, Atlantic, in the States, am I right? Answers on a postcard. What else can we expect? Not completely no Evening With, I'd imagine. There might still be a few, but... they're going to go back to the opening band thing, because presumably doing 3-hour gigs of that kind of music every night for several months has left them completely fucked. As it should, you know, I mean, it's not exactly, you know, playing lounge jazz or anything, it's pretty energetic, and they're all in their 40s and stuff, so you can't expect them to keep up the pace forever unless... I was going to say something else there, but... didn't really work. You can tell this is improvised, can't you? DT, new record label. It's all good. What do you think of it? In fact, I can't just say that, can I? There's already threads about it. This is going really well. I know what we can do. Another really rubbish segue here. We're going to talk about my album. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, basically start sucking my own dick here. Not literally. No. Anyway. Yeah, I'm recording an album. You might have seen it. I posted a thread about the thing that I've signed up for to do it. It's called the RPM Challenge, Recording Project Month, where the whole idea is to record an entire album during the month of February, from the 1st to the 28th, and then have it in the post or hand it in to them in person if you live in the, you know, New Hampshire kind of area in England, where Drummer Man is, that kind of bit of the world. Yeah, I've signed up for that. I've been working on the album. The album's called 60 Ton Angel, after a line from Trains by Porcupine Tree. Hey, if Opeth can name their albums after lyrics from other bands, so can I. It's got 9 tracks. Some heavy ones, some gentle piano-y ones. A couple of sort of big sing-along-y ones. Well, one big sing-along-y one, actually, that's definitely patterned after stuff like The Spirit Carries On. Maybe not quite as massively cool as Spirit Carries On, but that would take some doing, and I'm not quite up to that. It's still pretty good though. I'm pretty sure it's still going to be a real mobile phone swinger when it's said and done. You know, the old thing when they've got the lighters out and the phones and they're like like Spirit Carries On and Score. There's stuff like that. There's some heavy stuff. I finally got a chance to use the Boss HM2 pedal that I bought off eBay just for Christmas. Just because I wanted to try and get that old school Swedish death metal sound. Didn't really in this album, because I can't do death vocals. But there's some pretty ballsy stuff on there. And if you like Porcupine Tree, you might like this. No guarantees, but you might. Hopefully, once I've got into the RPM Challenge, I'll probably do a second mix of it. Maybe add a couple of bits and bobs. And stick it all up on CD Baby and iTunes and other guff like that. Anyway, I'm going to play a wee sneak preview. On this little sneak preview that I'm about to play, there's segments from four tracks. The intro, the first four tracks of the album, 60 Tons, what are they called? 60 Tons, Rats from Sinking Ship, Angel, and A Little Bit of Courage. Not in that order. I'm not going to reveal what order it is, just to be evil. Anyway, here it is, my sneak preview of 60 Ton Angel. Did you like that? Did you like that? Did it get you hard? Even the ladies? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Nipples, maybe? I don't know. I'm getting a bit risky here. Let's keep it PG-13. Too late. Yeah. Anyway. Did you like that? That was pretty good. I'm pretty pleased with it. Little bit of background. Some of the stuff in there wasn't entirely complete. For example, the second segment, the wee piano one. No guitars. But in the finished version, there is. And a string quartet. Not a real one, but synthesized using Eddie Roll Orchestral. Still sounds nice though. Why am I keep doing these hand things and putting my thumbs up and stuff? You can't see it. You can only hear my voice. Neil, you're an idiot. But enough about me. Yeah. On a similar recording project note, let's take it back to the start of the show with those lovely Renfrewshire boys that I produced. Nothing, yeah, those lovely boys. Oh, sounding a bit double entendre here, but they're good guys and they're very talented. And I produced their album, as you know, if you've been listening to the other shows. You're probably sick of me talking about it by now. Even though it's been a year and a half since the last show, you're still sick of it. But I don't care, because I'm going to talk about it anyway, because I'll get the mic. You've no. Ha ha. Shut it. Right, anyway. The Mochanites. The Mochanites. T-H-E-M-O-C-H-A-N-I-G-H-T-S. My friends asked me to produce their album. I did. It's finished. There's stuff up on their MySpace. www.myspace.com/TheMochanites. They used to have a website. They let the domain expire. The numpties. The feckin' numpties. They let their domain expire. They let their fucking message board get hacked. Slap, slap, slap. What you doing? But I don't think they're really that bothered. Yeah, and that song at the top of the show, that was called Sugar Rush, which is quite a funky little number, but to round things off in this fourth edition of Podcast Nations, I'm going to give you a little teaser of the other side of the band, that sort of mellowy, piano-driven, a wee bit more Queen-like side of the band, with a song called View From The Eyes. Take it away, maestro, please.
Your breakfast gets cold again.
I'll see you next time.